If Lands Could Kill, featuring Night City, Wright, Sewing Pro, and Hot Sauce.
All right, and welcome to another episode of If Lands Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
This is Reich.
So, Crow.
Hot Sauce.
And this is episode 37. And on tonight's episode, I guess it could be this morning's episode whenever you fucking listen to it. On this episode, we're going to be talking about... fuck, goddamn it.
He wrote that shit down.
Reich fucking made the show notes. I'm just going to read what it says.
Read it in its entirety.
So, the intro to BDSM, SCG open about cockhold, and spoilers bukkake. That's what we're going to be talking about.
I think the rest of it is my favorite.
I was just stuck on intro to BDSM.
So that's the,
oh,
the
I
show.
Like, I like the intro. I just like the show notes, faggot.
So, yeah, the format of this show is we go around and see what we've been up to this past week, yep. And then we jump promptly into the magic.
Yeah, I know, it's like 10 minutes.
Probably. Get the whips and chains out real quick.
Yeah, we never talk for 15 minutes about nothing.
Yeah, of course not. So what you been up to, Crow?
Oh, actually I had a decently busy week. On last Friday, managed to hit the Padre game. Was it Friday? That sounds right. Friday or Saturday, I went to the Padre game, and after that, there was a party to go to. Some buddies of mine from an old party house and jazz, and make it down there to North Park, and it was already kicking off pretty good. These guys like to play, they got a little band and stuff, so play some good music, and started off good. So I walk into that, and it was a good time. It quickly turned into several dudes jumping onto the roof, which from, you know, on the roof of the garage, and then from there,
having lots of sex on the roof.
Oh, yeah, like eight dudes on the roof, yeah.
It's North Park, I mean,
like fiddling
around. Tons of gay sex on the roof. I bet you were a groupie for the band.
Almost.
One of the band
members was trying to kiss everybody. He kissed like other band members and then tried to kiss a couple of people in the crowd. We're like, I don't know you. I'm not going
to
kiss you.
That's the city to do it in. I mean,
who hasn't kissed a dude? But I mean,
it.
So when they finally start coming down the roof, though, there's one guy I know. His name's Silver Spoon. He's like, Jersey, catch me. I'm going to jump down baby cradle style. I'm like, let's fucking do it then.
Break his tailbone.
Oh, yeah. Break my
back. Oh, no. I caught the fucker. He jumped out from like 8 feet in the air, fucking legs out. Caught him, like, you know, I went to the ground because that's a lot of inertia going downwards, but it wasn't like a flattening, it was I catch him, we kind of slowly go to the ground when somebody tries to catch me or whatever, and that was the start of the night, but
So you had
super romantic.
You had,
exactly.
You had a
nice.
Male in your arms,
nice.
And you both slowly went to the ground.
Nice embrace.
We cuddled there for a few minutes.
Yeah, you guys fell to the ground and then laughed a whole bunch and, you know, kicked your feet around at each other.
It was cute.
Yeah, you laughed and then you had that, like, awkward moment where you just
Silently. You guys get done laughing at the same moment and then you're like locked eyes and you're like, oh, jeez. I'm shy now.
But it was funny. We just talked about last episode about the whole, you know, the whole one-upping that kind of thing, being also with trying to prove yourself with physical nature. I made comments earlier about little guys trying to prove themselves and try to start shit with me or this or that. It's like, this happened again at this place. There's a guy there that I apparently met. I mean, I'm real bad at names and I do a lot of different parties, so.
You drink a lot.
Yeah. A lot of people know me, and I don't really know them kind of thing.
Right.
Like, not that I black out and miss everybody. I'm bad with names. And if you're not, like, involved in how much I'm partying and having a good time with me, I don't really, you know, make a mark on my night. So this guy's like, oh, yeah, you fucking, we met before. You hit me in the nuts last time. Like, I hit you in the nuts? Like, really? He's like, yeah, we were at the Andrew Jackson Jihad show and
was he
hit me in the nuts.
More?
What's that? Something like that. And I'm like, well, I don't remember hitting the nuts, dude, so I'll, you know, I apologize or whatever, but he's like, and I'm like, so, but why did I hit you in the nuts? He's like, well, you were just bored. I'm like, okay, well, that's fun.
Sounds about right.
But this guy at this point was already like too wasted and he was, I don't know, 5 foot nothing and like trying to get all aggro on people's faces and all kinds of shit already, and then like, I watched him, like, one of his buddies, he's sitting there, like, in his face, like, I'm gonna smash your fucking glasses, and it's like, dude, you need to relax. So just another one of those fucking guys trying to prove themselves for no fucking reason. But it was funny because, you know, not this whole thing. Another thing is, remember the last pre-release we went to, Hot Sauce?
Mm-hmm.
You played against a guy named Thomas. You guys had a real friendly game going, and he would have won the match, but he made a mistake, and you offered to let it go and you know, go ahead and redo it. You're just learning the cards. He's like, no, I made a mistake, and he lost, and we ended up all talking to him for a bit.
Okay, I think I know what you're talking about, yeah.
He had glasses.
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so he ended up leaving. Well, we were all talking, and he's like, oh, yeah, I'll check your guys' podcast, and we should all, you know, maybe get a game going sometime. And right as he left, we all laughed about how we were like, oh, we didn't actually get his fucking name or anything. And I actually ran into this guy. We were sitting at this party, and I'm talking to this guy for a minute, and then a buddy of mine's girl walks up, and she plays EDH. Actually, it was Bio V's fiance.
Okay.
So I'm talking to her about Magic, and all of a sudden he walks back over. He's like, wait, this time about Magic? Like, wait a minute. If Lance could kill, huh? I'm like, oh, yeah. Like, what the fuck are you from? And then we start talking.
Was that the one where we all wear the shirts?
Yeah, we're all wearing the shirts, doing good in the tournament, and, you know, talking to this guy. And so it's just kind of funny to, apparently he's on the outskirts of another circle I'm involved with. And
that's interesting.
So it's kind of funny to run into. I'm like, oh, sweet.
Seems like a really cool dude.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm planning on at some point playing some Magic with him here coming up. So it's pretty cool. Shout out to Thomas. So, that was most of my week, and then SCG was a good time this weekend with some good home brews, so that was fun. And then other than that, just another week hanging out with my son.
Righteous.
Super righteous. You guys can skip over me. I didn't do anything this week. I mean, I lost my job Friday, which is, like, good and bad news, so I'm kind of whatever about it.
Yeah.
You know, because it's fun to, like, be at home.
On the land, yeah.
And then you get unemployment, and, like, it's not, like, a lot of money, but, I mean, it's still, like, enough to, like, live, and then I get to sit at home.
To buy Magic cards with.
Yeah, you know.
Still kind of free.
Yeah, I'm like, just get to like, be home, and like, the house is, obviously I moved to a new place, so I'm like fucking working like 10 plus hours a day on that, just doing everything that needs to be done. Pretty boring. Pretty boring stuff. I mean, I've just been, I don't know, the work's been a blur, like I don't even know we were podcasting tonight, barely. It's been like 3 days, dude, how the fuck are we podcasting already?
It's podcasted a week ago.
I've seriously just like been home, I think. I don't know, did we go somewhere Saturday?
Yeah, we went to, our buddy, Joe's house.
Oh, yeah. He had that fucking fight. That's
God, I don't want to talk about it too, but yeah.
Okay. No, I don't even talk about it. I mean, I wasn't planning on watching it. We go to a buddy's, birthday party. He's got like 30 fucking people over there.
Yeah.
And, they bought the fight, and so, you know, okay, well, I'm not going to, like, not watch the fight. Everyone's in the living room watching the fight, so I watch it, and nothing fucking happened, so that happened. I didn't really get to drink or nothing like that because I was driving, so I had, like, I think I had, like, a beer the whole night. Actually, I brought over a six-pack of Stone Ruination 2.0, so for everyone out there that drinks some fine beer, Ruination's been out for, like, I want to say like 12 years now, and now they have their first updated release. So now the other one, the old one is discontinued.
What, they got rid of regular Ruination?
I believe so. Maybe not.
Is it just...
It's just an updated formula. It's different. A little bit stronger, but I mean, it's just an updated formula. Okay. Like they just got probably tired of drinking the same exact one over and over again, so they updated it. It tastes fine. It's not like actually, to me, it's really not as good as the first one, but it's still like really good. And then another thing they did was their pale ale, which is the first brew that they ever made, which that is like, I don't even know, like that's gotta be 18 years ago or something like that.
Yeah, it's been a while.
They just discontinued that one to bring out a new one also, which is like pretty, like, you know, monumental for the first brew you brew.
So they're doing like new Coke and then people are gonna like
it. They're gonna bring back the
old Coke. They'll be like classic and then
Remember the old Coke? Yeah.
I don't know, even stepped on Coke is pretty good. Oh, you mean soda?
My bad.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But we'll still, we can step on a can of Coke. I'm sure it's fine. Don't shake it up too much. Anyways, that's about it. I know, actually, the best, world's best jokes come from Mr. Hot Sauce. How's it going? Moving on.
Oh, shit. I'm going to be here all night. So, yeah, we went to that party, and I was already kind of drunk by the time Jace...
You're telling me, dude.
Fucking...
Why when I showed up, Hot Sauce got there. I could tell. You were in your, like... Moody, drunken.
Yeah, trip. I was definitely like, that's
he was moody.
Like, loving moody or angry moody.
Like, some other kind of moody. I'm like,
yeah, I was
this guy has got like,
not
this.
Having any of it.
Yeah. Tonight. He was just like mad at the world.
He wasn't, none of it.
Yeah, he wasn't like being a dick to anybody. You could just tell he was like disgruntled. Like,
oh. Yeah, I was pissed off that night. Just being drunk. Yeah, I was like having a good time earlier. I was kept drinking, our buddy Bruce, his own beer, and he has a fucking refrigerator that's a kegerator. And it's like fucking, you know, I was just pounding those beers down, and before I know it, I was like angry. I was just like angry drunk. I didn't even know, but I got and I get sick. But we watched that goddamn.
Fucking, you can't skip over that quickly. Oh, I'm so drunk. I got sick though. But anyways,
yeah, I didn't get sick that night. We left like right after the Pacquiao fight because I was just so mad.
I was literally. I can fight better than so these assholes. Mad.
I was I don't even remember the fight.
Did you throw up?
Yeah.
Okay, because you didn't leave after the fight. You said you were leaving after the fight. 30 minutes goes by, and then you and Desiree are sitting there at the end of the couch, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah, I wanted to leave. I was like, oh, I was fucking over that fight, and I wanted to leave, but our buddy Joe's wife ended up talking me into staying. And so I always ended up staying until the end of the fight.
He's very persuasive when she unbuttons her top.
Yeah, yeah. So I was like, all right.
Probably stay a little longer.
All right, I'll stay. But, no, that Pacquiao fight was so disappointing. I barely remember. I just remember being so mad. And for some reason, I was so mad to see Jamie Foxx singing the national anthem.
Dude, you watch it?
No.
Oh, dude.
It was so bad.
Like, it was everyone was just laughing.
I literally walked out of the room. I never walk out, like, on the national anthem, but I literally walked out of the room.
Did you put your ball cap back on?
Yeah, like, F this. So, like, well, the thing pissed me off to begin with.
Passport.
You know what really grinds my gears? The first national anthem to play is the Mexican national anthem. And there's no Mexican fighters at all.
Yeah, it's Pacquiao, which is, what is he?
He's Filipino.
Filipino, yeah.
And then there's Mayweather, who's born in the United States, he's born in Nevada. And they played the Mexican national anthem, like, okay. That's cool. Like, I don't know why.
Nevada's kind of like Mexico.
I guess. Like, it is Vegas after all, but I think it was because Tecate was one of the major sponsors. So
yeah, that's what
we're
it
throwing
is.
A kickback. Right. Like, oh, that's we should probably.
Yeah, you're totally right. Play this. I forgot Tecate.
Still America.
Band. How did they have that much fucking money? I know the beer's like cheap.
It's so bad their beer though. I don't know anyone that drinks Tecate.
I'd rather drink like natural ice light. Before
I disagree with that, but it's still not good.
It's not, yeah.
Natty Ice Light is fucking horrible.
Yeah, yeah. Not anything I want to put in my mouth.
It's not offensive, it's just not good.
But anyway, so they did that, and I was already mad because of that, and then I'm watching the fight going on, like, I'm just mad that I didn't pay the $100 to watch that fight, but I'm just mad that someone had to pay $100 to witness that fucking fight. And it was just like bullshit. I barely remember any of it now, but I remember just being so mad that night.
Yeah, for anyone that didn't watch it, I'm sure you've seen it on social media.
Oh yeah, you've heard about it.
You've seen all the memes and gifs and whatnot yeah. made from it. See the one where they're hugging, cause, you know, Mayweather's hugging them, they're pretending to be at a prom, all like slow dancing together, they're holding each other.
I think it's just cause it's so hyped, it was so built up, and I kinda knew in the back of my head it wasn't gonna be a good fight, just cause I've seen Mayweather fight before.
I think they got paid like $10,000 a minute to be there or something like that.
It was like
I'm sorry.
A million at the end of it.
It was $100,000, I think it was $100,000 a minute.
It's just a gross amount of money, and it's just a gross sport now. Like, they fucking killed boxing, like, it's just not even worth
it. It's been dead for a while.
Well, I mean, it's been dead, but it's even more dead.
Yeah, because like it's especially like the rules that they have
so sensationalized.
About like the way you get points or whatever. It makes it like where you just have to get points. You don't have to actually fight.
Yeah, it's not about the fight anymore. It's just about oh, I'm gonna be technical and then just win on numbers.
And that's it. You win on numbers. There's no
it's
like
a karate match.
You just like stay on your feet and like. Take a little bit of blows, give a little bit of blows, hopefully you just give more. You know, you blow all day.
Yeah, just blow. You get as many blows in as you gotta, can you, before that bell rings.
You get blown a lot, but you gotta blow more.
Yeah.
And then
it's,
you win.
It's like a give and take of blowing.
Yeah, exactly. And then all the audience is happy because they're all blown. Yeah. Anyways, I heard that. So
that's a lot of blowing.
Someone told me that the seats there were, $250,000.
Yeah.
That is not true.
That's not.
I looked it up. No, it was
like 30
it was
grand or something.
$10,000 to start and $30,000 on top.
Yeah. Like, okay. Well,
still a ton.
Just fucking.
But when I heard
$250,000. Do I want a new car or do I want some stupid fight?
I heard someone say it's $250,000 a seat, and I'm like, what the fuck is that?
No,
that's like $30,000 for the front row, $10,000 for the back.
But
still a ton of money. It's ridiculous.
I fucking saw that someone was selling a bag of air from that fight for like $10,000 on eBay.
They had that's a thing going on right now. They had a bag of air from a Kanye West
really
concert.
Not, but
go
how was that a real thing?
Something that's what people do now.
Okay,
I don't know.
I was there too. I'm also selling a bag of air from that fight.
Yeah, I farted in the bag. It's authentic air that I processed.
I even kind of like urine from when Mayweather pissed himself. You know, have a jar
of piss.
This
is not that new of a thing, is what I'm saying. Like,
really?
I've never heard of it until
now. This has been a thing. The first one that I heard of was, well, the second one I heard of. There was the one before, but there was a Kanye West concert where someone got a bag of air and they fucking wrote like the date on it and shit. Like, that's it. Like a regular Ziploc bag.
They couldn't even spring from those mason jars.
So like, condensation built up from them blowing in them.
Yeah. And then they had that. And they sold it. They went to eBay and they put it up for like whatever amount of money. And I think it still went for like $75 or something like that. Like,
Jesus.
Well, I need to get some air.
I'm shit in a bag while at this concert. You want to buy it?
Yeah.
It's like the dudes from like World War II who like took the little thing of sand with them every like country they went to.
See, with that, I can understand.
Yeah, but that's actual. And they're not even tangible, selling it. They're just like, you know, I was here.
That's a memento.
Yeah, it's fucking stupid.
But yeah,
this trend needs to stop. People need to stop wasting the fucking
especially
money.
Especially a Kanye West concert? What the fuck?
It's not. I don't think it's so much that they want the bag of air. It's just that they can.
They need the bag of air. Yeah.
It's not so much of a want. It's more of a burning need. Like fucking gonorrhea or something.
They just like open it and like breathe it in.
Yeah. Like, oh, that was a great $78.
All I did was blow it back out and say, look at this bag of air I bought.
Yeah.
Only used once.
You're part of me forever now.
Yeah.
But yeah, so I feel so disgusted about all that, and that's all about that.
Yeah, yuck.
But I've been watching just weird shit on YouTube lately, and I saw a video of, is it Adam Savage from Mythbusters, the redheaded guy or whatever?
Adam Savage.
So I was like, I don't know, I was going down a rabbit hole of like looking at these different guns. There's this gun they call the Chiappa Rhino, which is like the ugliest looking revolver you ever see. But pretty much it looks like, it reminded me of the gun from Blade Runner. You guys seen Blade Runner?
Been a long time.
Yeah.
It's like a really weird looking, like ugly gun from Blade Runner. I was like, oh, maybe. I was like, I wonder if anyone's actually tried to like make a gun, the Blade Runner gun, like an actual gun. So I was looking up on YouTube, and I guess Adam Savage is like, this is his life's legacy, like trying to recreate this gun. And there's a whole like not stigma or a myth about it, but it's like, there's this whole community that's all they do is try to like, there's like, I guess the gun's only been in like four frames, like it's only in four scenes in the movie or something like that, and you can't really make it out like perfectly, so they can't really replicate it like 100%. Replicate. Blade Runner.
Why did you stop and say replicate?
Replicants from Blade Runner. But anyway, I don't know.
Jesus.
Let it go.
Yeah, anyways.
I'm sure that was an awesome reference. I just
yeah, I didn't catch it.
But, but yeah, people are trying to like, you know, replicate this gun.
Replicate.
Yeah. You guys like fucking skin jobs.
nerf herders?
Nerf herders.
Hey, that's our word.
But anyways, there's a whole like community about people that are trying to like, that just do this, and I guess Adam Savage has like 25 like versions of his gun, and he spent like the last like 25 years like trying to like, get the perfect version of this gun. Like, he makes it, like, from scratch. And people, like, do this and pay, like, thousands of dollars. And I guess they had uncovered the original gun from the movie, the actual prop gun. And, like, this was, like, in the 90s. Like, so, like, late 90s, like, 1999, they finally, like, came up with that prop. Like, before, it was, like, no one had any kind of reference to go off of except for, like, some grainy-ass VHS, like, stills movie. And so, like, no one could really replicate it, like, exactly how it was in the movie. Yeah, replicate.
Sorry, I can't let it go. Let
replicants.
It go.
Replication.
But anyways, it blew my mind. I watched like 25 minutes of this stupid ass video for no reason.
So they found out that they had made them all wrong, right?
Yeah, like, so
just,
it was like,
just made out of Nerf, right?
It was like, it had it. Yeah, it was made out of Nerf hurting. That makes no sense.
That's stupid.
But yeah, this whole fucking thing, I just blew me away that people out there, like, I mean, it doesn't blow me away because I understand people out there, like, you know, they want to build like a life-size like USS Enterprise and shit like that. Like, people are crazy out there. But it just blows my mind that like people can devote that much time. Like, he would like make a gun, he was saying it'd probably take like hundreds and hundreds of man hours just trying to like, oh, I want to make this grip for this gun and make it look like the movie. But I'm like, I didn't know that this part of the world existed. Like, I know like people are like intense about certain things, like certain like movie, like geeky out, like nerdy things.
Yeah, you think.
But it's like the people that like, you know, like spend like hundreds of hours like building their stormtrooper costume, which is way cooler than this gun.
Yeah, you'd think like a gun that's all like, you know, two minutes, if that, of like movie time.
Yeah.
You know, they pick something cooler.
Yeah, but it's, I guess it's like, you know, public, it's been in, they've made it, in like a bunch of games, like it's been in the Fallout games, as different, under different names, but, it's fucking crazy that this, I just stumbled off on this, it blew me away. I'm like, I can't believe people like this devoted like, this much money and time.
Yeah, just start playing Magic.
Oh, you could have built like a real gun that would work and do things.
Could you look up people who make replicas of that chick from Total Recall with three boobs?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's way more.
You know that's paper mache, right?
Yeah, I don't care.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It still has the same.
You guys excited to see the new Mad Max at all?
Fuck yeah, I'm excited to see that
I'll see it. I love that
series from back in the day, so dude, I'm way excited to see
that. That is like the best. It's just madness. The whole fucking thing. I don't even know it was a story. I think it's just like one freeway chase scene. Explosions of people like, dying left and right.
I'm pumped. I just saw Tom Hardy. He was playing Mad Max in this one. I just saw a movie called Child 44. It's not really well known. It's in theaters still at the moment. And if you have the time, go check it out. It's actually a really good, like, historical piece set in, like, back in Russia, you know, full-on spy days and all kind of stuff. It's not a true story, but it's
the Cold War?
A really good movie.
Is it, like, during the Cold War?
That kind of time. It's not really about war, though, itself. It's mostly...
I mean, just, like, the period.
Yeah, that period, yes.
No, it was, like, summertime, right?
Yeah, I was like, you're such a douche. Oh, man.
There's no summer in Russia. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, shit. But, yeah, I was doing that for a while, but I thought that was just really interesting. And I'll fucking finish Band of Brothers, which is probably now one of my favorite miniseries
in
the world. It is really good.
The world.
It was so good that I even was cutting onions at the end. I was like, oh, my eyes watering all of a sudden from all these onions in the room.
Someone put water in my eyes.
Yeah, but that was a fucking amazing, amazing series. If you haven't seen it, you probably should Amazon Prime it.
I think Schwimmer, dude. I mean,
oh yeah, David Schwimmer.
What a hunk.
Ties it all together.
I know. It wouldn't have been the same without him.
Then this first episode of Friends takes up place after that.
Then all of a sudden we're at the Central Cafe or whatever it is.
Central Perk.
Central Perk.
I wouldn't know that, but
it's a parody to Central Park.
Wow.
Coffee drinkers.
Wow. Okay, perk you up? What was the bar called before the coffee place was there?
What? There's a bar?
Yeah, there was a bar there before.
Oh, I wouldn't have.
Brainies.
I don't know either. I just wonder if you guys knew.
Yeah, right.
We have a stupid coffee cup from, like, Kelly went to, like, Universal Studios or some one of those fucking things and like bought like all the merchandise ever for Friends, that Essential Perk fucking coffee cup.
The life-size David Schwimmer.
Oh yeah, she's totally in.
The Mike Tyson prop. And
I think before, like, besides Family Guy, I think like Band of Brothers is the show that I've purposely rewatched the most times through.
I could see myself watching it like a bunch of times. It was really good. I'm gonna watch the Pacific or whatever the other miniseries is probably pretty soon.
Have you guys watched Mad Men?
Yeah, I've seen like four episodes. Yeah, I've seen four seasons of Mad Men. It's actually really good.
When Blockbuster down the way was going out of business, they had a bunch of the seasons on sale, so I own like the first three seasons. And like, you know, maybe 6 years ago, I sat down and started watching it, but it was good, it was slow, and it was
slow drama type.
Super, super slow, where I watched like the first seven episodes and I had to just stop, cause I'm sure it gets somewhere, but for me, I was like, nothing's happening, man. Like, yeah, nothing is happening.
So you gotta be in it, or you just... So
I'm just,
whatever.
I'm just too dumb. I just want to boom, explosions.
So now I'm watching, it's on Netflix, the whole series or whatever, so now I'm like in the middle of season three, and as you talk about nothing happening, it was a fucking hilarious scene I just seen. They just got bought by some London office a while back. And
spoiler alert.
Ah, shit.
Okay. Wow.
It's been out for a
while. I haven't seen that
It just
far.
Started.
It's been out for a while. I'm not telling much about it. It's just...
Who died?
They bring in some young buck prodigy fucking account holder, going to bring in a bunch of money and this and that from England.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, I hate that fucker.
And he's there and
is
like...
he English? You better be.
Everyone that's an actor is English, I fucking found out.
So he's there, he just announced, like, he's taking over, he's gonna be president of the fucking place, blah, 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 blah. And, one of the other dudes just landed John Deere as an account to, you know, advertise for him. So he has a fucking John Deere tractor in the office. Well, now it's later in the day, and they're celebrating, and they're all drinking, and this one dude starts driving around the office again, and he lets one of the secretaries drive it, and she's driving, and she's like, can't control it, she fucking runs this guy's foot over
women.
With the blades, and you just see his blood splatter everywhere. It's just a fucking hilarious scene, so he's like going on the ground just crying and shit, and then, like, to his boss, are just like, hardest, like, oh, it's such a, you know, loss, cause now, you know, he can't work for us anymore. And the one dude's like, wait, what? He just got his foot, like, fucked up. He's going to lose his foot. But, like, why can't he sell shit? And he's like, well, he can't walk anymore. So he's out. Like, whoa, that's fucked up.
Yeah, we don't know.
So you got to wait, like, five seasons to finally, like, see some blood squirt. Yeah.
Three seasons.
Okay, good.
But I'm just saying I'm watching it through, and it's actually been catching my attention. It's been a lot better the second time watching it now that I've
I only gave it like seven episode chance at the first time as well.
Yeah.
But now getting past that level,
it's obviously has a pretty big following. So I know like there's some pretty good shit there, but like not for me. I just want boom explosions. That's all.
Yeah. Boom, yeah. Boom explosions.
It's all about Call of Duty for you. Boom.
It's all about Call of Duty, dude. I hate that.
Boom goes the what?
The dynamite.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
bringing us back like 4 years.
Oh man, you know what I like? Making references like 10 years after the shit goes down,
and then see if anyone remembers them.
Yeah, do you remember? Do you remember?
What's up?
Replicate.
Oh, wow.
Replicate. All right. Well, my week hasn't been too crazy exciting. I'm still working my way through watching Bleach again, the anime. And I'm sure there's going to be a point coming up where I just...
Is it really like white and clean then?
Yeah, it's very... Wow. It smells like semen.
These jokes this week are fucking
good. We're pretty good, right?
Yeah.
I'll be here all night.
How late did you stay up last night writing that one?
I probably didn't sleep, actually. I just finished writing it just now.
Okay, is that why you were so angry? Because you just couldn't come up with a good joke?
Yeah, well...
I got it.
I like how you're going to talk time. It's usually you giving the horrible jokes.
Sorry.
So but, yeah, I wanted to say something.
Bleach.
Have you heard Bleach? Have you heard of Crunchyroll?
Yeah.
No.
Crunchyroll is a like an app, you know, just like HBO Go or like Netflix or one of that stuff. And they offer anime 100%. It's like commercial free.
Okay.
And it's free for like 30 days or something like that, I think. And after that, there's a subscription fee, but then it's just like all, and it's supposed to come out like within 24 hours of the airing in Japan or wherever, North or fucking South Korea.
I didn't know that about it.
Do you know if they have English dubs?
Yeah, they have it. It's meant for like, it's Crunchyroll. Like, that's the name. It's meant for, like, you know, English-speaking
whites.
Okay. Whites. I can't stand, like, reading, like, the...
In general?
These goddamn show notes! No, I can't stand the, like, non-English dub versions, like, the you know, anime enthusiasts, they're like, you know, the elitists, they're like, oh man, you watch English dubs, like, oh man, you're such a piece of shit, I hope you die in a car wreck.
The beer snobs of the anime world.
Yeah, exactly, so.
They hold their nose very high.
Like, so do you know what it's saying? It's like, nah, but it's better that way.
I can't read and watch the action at the same time, but it's just pure, you know. This is how they intended it. No, a lot of the times they do, like, voice very stupid character, like, stupid sounding people to do the characters' voices, like,
give us an example. Yeah,
well you know, Chad, around episode 80, no, like,
sounded like you, I don't understand.
about 80 actor. Episodes into Bleach, they change one of the characters' voices.
Recast,
for whatever reason. But the guy is like horrible. Like, the character already kind of has like a kind of, you know, grumbly, kind of just low, like, oh, okay, blah, blah, blah.
Monotone.
You know?
This guy just, like, slurs words.
And so now it sounds like somebody who's, like, trying to imitate him, but, like, making fun of him at the same time. He's like, oh, hi, blah, blah, blah. It's like,
just
what?
Like that, I'm
sure. What the fuck? So anyways, yeah. I'm sure I'm gonna like watch like 50 or 60 more episodes until I get pissed off and I'm like, fuck this show.
That's a lot of episodes.
50 or
how many?
Are they like 10 minute long or are they like those legitimate half hour shows?
They're like legitimate half hour shows. But there's like 300 episodes or something, 350.
Shit. Where's your commitment, dude?
So last time,
a lot of Bukkake.
No wonder you're not married.
Last time I watched this series, I stopped around like episode 150 because fucking, I just got sick of anime shit, you know, where like they make the throat noise, you know, where someone's like, oh well, did you know Bob didn't die? And they're like, ugh! You know, like that's their shocked noise.
So it's like, all the girls go like, huh? And then all the guys are like, huh?
Yeah, all the guys are, and it's like, it's already starting.
It is all that though. It totally is.
And it's starting to piss me off. And I'm only at like episode 100. I'm like,
So we have like a drinking game now.
Continue, yeah.
Alcohol poisoning. That's what it would be. So anyways, I'm watching that. I'm still enjoying it, but I'm pretty sure I'm just going to say fuck it here pretty soon.
Have you ever finished the series?
I've never finished it. Like I said, I only got up to like 150 episodes before.
So why
didn't
you start where you left off? Like, just because
that was like 6 years ago or something. Yeah. I don't remember.
Okay. I hear you.
And I watched, I only watched like a couple animes all the way through. I think like Desert Punk was one of them, and then, Full Metal Alchemist and Death Note were the only ones I watched all the way through.
What's the one that's like really popular?
Boondock Saints.
Cowboy.
Cowboy Boondock.
Yeah.
Is that what's the Boondocks. Boondocks.
The Boondocks.
The Boondocks.
Shut the fuck up.
Nigga, you gay.
No, the one that the only anime I've seen, like, I don't think I've seen it all the way through, but like almost in completion is, Cowboy Bebop.
Yeah.
That was like, that's the one they say, if you're ever gonna watch an anime, watch that one because it's the least anime that there'll be.
Right. Yeah, I've watched a handful of episodes, and it's one that I'd like to be willing to watch. But
yeah, it's actually pretty good.
I think still borrowing it from a buddy. I think I have the full series of that. I think I've only watched the first three episodes like 6 years ago or however long ago. And it was good, so I don't know why I haven't finished it, but I need to watch that one sometime soon. Because it was good. It was enjoyable.
And I'm not going to watch any of this shit. That's okay.
Yeah.
It's fine.
It's too good for it.
So there's always going to be one.
You don't like magic lore.
There's always going to be one dentist that doesn't agree.
Yeah.
Fucking hack quack doc.
I've also been playing Neverwinter a bunch. I'm up to like level 30-something with my rogue, and it's a fun game. It's got my attention.
Is there a level cap on that?
I think it goes up to like 60... I want to say. Yeah.
Because when like Skyrim has a level cap, but it takes a long time to get to that level cap. So to be level 37, like I know you've been playing it, but you can't even play it that much to be able to. Well, it seems like you're leveling pretty quickly.
They have
a level cap at 60.
They have, like, every once in a while they have like double XP weekends to where like you turn in like four quests and it's like, oh, six levels. Or like, oh, holy geez. Fuck, you know?
That should happen when you're like level 2, not when you're level 30.
Yeah, but I mean, it's starting to get a lot harder to level. But it's pretty fun. Still enjoying it. And, what the fuck else? Oh! Happy, unofficial Star Wars Day to you all. Not only was May 4th unofficial Star Wars Day, it was my 6 years clean. And also, yay!
Yeah, I love how it falls on May 4th.
Want a hand job?
I'm not gonna say no. And it also happens to be Kevin Metal's birthday, oddly enough.
It's
so.
Weird. It's weird.
So it's just a good day all around, so happy birthday to you, sir. And,
how was,
his dig already, jeez.
How was Revenge of the Fifth? Was that any better? The next day?
What?
You mean, Revenge of the Sith?
Revenge of the Fifth.
Maybe. Oh, Revenge of the Fifth, ah! Well, I don't...
You ever heard that one?
No, because I try not to listen to anything that has to do with the new movie.
Yeah, so. There you go.
I try and just block it all out. Apparently there's a pretty, popular fan edit for all the movies, where, like, the...
Nothing.
Apparently, he cut like, I don't know.
The whole movie?
Well, yeah, he cut 40.
He whittled it down to 10 seconds of actual movie.
He cut like 40 minutes off of the first movie, like 30 minutes off of the second movie, and then like 10 minutes off of the third movie.
So all of Qui-Gon Jinn, all of whiny Anakin.
No, he cut.
All of Sandy.
He literally cut all of, Jar Jar Binks.
Oh yeah, well that's a given.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I didn't have to say that because that was obvious.
Yeah. And I remember watching it. It made it slightly more, watchable and enjoyable. But I guess, Raheem was telling me that, I forget what, like, movie star, like, did their own edit. I want to say it was Red from that 70s show. I don't know why.
What?
Yeah.
That'd be,
you didn't know that guy?
Weird.
The guy from RoboCop?
Yeah, of course. Yes.
So he did his...
I just like that you said the guy from RoboCop. That makes me happy.
Because nobody really remembers those are the same people. He's, you know... I mean, he still didn't have any hair, but he was like wearing glasses back then or something.
He looked the same exact age from then to when they fucking did that 70s show.
But I guess he did a edit of all three movies together, and he only used like 10 minutes from the first movie, because there's literally nothing that pertains to any Star Wars.
There's no story stuff, really. It's just like, well, there's story stuff, but it's like all in itself. It's like, not, it's unnecessary.
But they introduced midichlorians and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Midichlorians, dude.
That's like the music thing.
You guys ever check out that other version, the other style of watching that I told you about?
Oh, where you change the order
where you watch and whatnot. If you pretty much like cut out entirely the fucking second one or something.
You cut out Attack of the Clones, and then I forget what it's called. It's like, you know, 6-1-4-5.
Yeah, there's a fucking rotation how you're supposed to watch it.
Shotgun rotation or fucking something. I forget.
I haven't done it yet either, but I heard it's very good to watch it that way.
I heard there's also another good way where you watch none of the new ones.
You watch episode 4 through 6.
That's obvious. But I mean,
those weren't actually pretty good.
Oh, speaking of Star Wars, apparently they released that the first non...
The spinoff?
Yeah, the first like spin-off movie, because what they're going to do, they're going to do a regular like Star Wars movie, so episode seven, and then the next year they're going to do like an offshoot.
What's his Rebel? Was it the one where they take the Death Star plans, steal the Death Star plans?
Mm. Is that the animated series?
No, they're making another movie, its own movie, where it's called like Rebel One or some shit like that.
I'm learning new things.
Yeah, well, there's another spinoff that's essentially, it's going to be a follow story. I think it's a woman
lead. You lost me.
Lost my money.
Women can't use the force. Are you kidding me?
It's not. It doesn't have anything to do with any of the original characters, but it's a woman lead or something like that, and it's the story of how they stole the Death Star plans.
Huh. Interesting.
And Zenny Boffin has died to get you that information.
Yes, they did.
I don't know what Knife is talking about. Because
I hate Boffins.
What is a Boffin? Asshole is what he is. Dead, an asshole.
Announced. Are you ahead? You started.
No, it's just they're gonna do main story movie. You know, off main story movie. So it's gonna alternate year after year. So we're gonna get episode seven, and then we're gonna get the first offshoot will be about Boba Fett.
Yeah.
So that's gonna be exciting.
Yeah, I'm excited about that.
Boba Fett. He's dead.
God damn Boba Fett.
God damn it.
I can't believe it. I'm actually really fucking pumped to see this. I hope they don't fuck it up, because I would love to see
this. No, Disney's got a hold of it. They're fucking trying to pump the shit out. Hopefully it ends up being good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
If they throw enough money at it, I'm sure it might be great.
I also heard that they're going to make the Boba Fett movie. There's going to be part one and part two, but part two is just going to be a clone of part one.
That was so dumb.
And you've taken back the Bad Joke Kingdom Championship there.
Oh.
Here's your trophy back, sir.
Oh. Boom, 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 boom.
It hurts so good.
Could not give you that one. Sorry.
But I love it.
Oh, I'm sorry. Jango Fett.
He was the
daddy clone. So whatever.
Yeah, I gotta find out what the name of that other spinoff, the offshoot is for the Star Plan Stealers. I think it's called Rogue One. Or something like that.
Rogue One.
I don't know.
Look it up, bro.
How do you spell rogue? It's like rouge.
Yeah, it's like rouge.
People always spell it wrong. It's R-O-G-U-E.
Exactly.
Yeah, so Rogue One is coming out in December of 2016, which does follow the story of the people stealing plans of the Death Star.
Really?
And Boffin's dying.
Of the Death Star.
And then there is, this picture shows up.
What is that? Wow.
And anyways.
Oh, good.
Very relevant.
And you can all see that on the other end there.
Yeah. Right? I'll edit that out.
Or not.
Or just leave it. We're going to do all unedited cast from here on
perfect.
Out.
Perfect. I like that idea.
I like it, too.
So what else we got? What else? We got any other intro stuff? We should move on to SCG or whatever the fuck
else.
Are we going to Magic now?
We will be moving
on. All right. And this has been Reich.
Reich.
I will see you guys next week.
So we got some tournaments to talk about. Why don't you take it away, Sauce?
The only thing I really want to mention was a couple decks from the SCG Open in Portland. This happened on the 2nd.
Yeah.
So I'll go to the list real quick, and then we'll talk about a couple things. Soltai Reanimator took first. Abzan Angro second. Blue.
I'm sorry. Abzan Angro?
Yeah, Angro.
Blue, no, Angro. Did it actually win?
No, got second.
Damn.
Blue Green Devotion took third, which we will talk about. Abzan Angro took fourth. Esper Control, which I'm guessing is Esper Dragons, took fifth. Red Green Aggro took sixth. Abzan Aggro, once again, took 7th, and then a Mono Green Aggro, which we will talk about, took 8th. So,
Mono Green.
I don't know, any decks you want to see besides those two? What are you guys thinking?
Was there any good homebrews?
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're getting into, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to see non-Abzan Aggro.
I would like to see homebrews for 100, Bob.
Yeah.
Well, I'd like a real quick shout-out to Cedric Phillips for coming in 7th place with the Tarka Red, because that was real fun to watch him have a good time and have a good... He started off... like 4-3 day one, and managed to go on like 11 win streak to make 7th place. It was
pretty
cool to watch. And then
I do like Cedric Phillips.
He's a fun entertainer. I enjoy his commentary. He's good.
God damn it, right? I was thinking in my head. I was like, just let it go. Just let it go.
Now you guys are fighting for bad jokes.
That's a good joke, though.
God. Well, that's why the knife still has a trophy in his hand.
Why, yeah, why are you so black, Don Cheadle?
God damn.
Yeah, so he had Atarka Red. So I gotta say that that fucking Atarka's command with the mono red shell is fucking pretty ridiculous.
Is that the only card
that's
you play?
It, and it's like off the charts, man. Like it's really, really good. I think that they might play maybe not in that list actually, but there was, in one of those lists they had like a one of the, plus six delve card.
Become immense.
Become immense, whatever. I'm not sure.
I don't think, was he splashing
I don't
for,
think, I don't think it was his, but I've seen a list with
did
it.
Did he splash any green for, what's the fucking dragon?
No. No, nothing else. Just literally that. So well, it's
they
were
calling it Atarka Red. So is Atarka in there? I don't remember seeing him ever play.
It's Atarka's command. That's why.
Okay.
But well, not the actual dragon.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't remember seeing a dragon in his list.
Just the command card. And it's because it gives the command card gives +1/+1 to all creatures and they get reach, which who cares. But it's just one of those things that you're going to token strategy for 2 mana. You can pump all your fucking creatures. Well, that's pretty fucking relevant.
Tell that he pumps like all his like 5-6 tokens or whatever, and he chooses to deal 3 damage to the face.
Exactly. Yeah.
He does 3 damage to the face, and then swings with fucking 10 more right there. It's like I watched him swing for like 17 at one point with some tokens and a Darkest Command.
Yeah.
It's like,
or you can make some like really good ass blockers with it too. Like if you bring an Orderling Outburst, then you can like pump them all to 2/2s and make like whatever block you want.
Yeah, I didn't see him do that at all. Like, he's just really trying to get at your face.
No, of course, of course.
I didn't see him once do the defensive move.
No, you're right. But it's still like really, it's really relevant because all the pump spells that they normally have that are like the limited style bombs are all like +2/+0 to all creatures and blah blah blah, but they're always like 4 mana. Or like I've seen some that are like 3 mana, but otherwise like it's always like 3 or 4 mana at the minimum. Like seeing 2 mana is crazy.
I don't know if you mentioned, but he was running 1 Become Immense also.
Yeah, okay. He was running that, okay.
That's weird.
So, but it's just one of the, I mean, as one, is you can only have one.
Yeah.
Because like if you had 2 in your hand, you know that that second one is dead basically no matter what. You'll never be able to feel that delve for the second one. But that, I mean, it's instant speed and you just get in with that one unblocked creature and like boom, 6. And it's a 1 or 2 mana probably, burn spell for 6. You know, it's pretty heavy. Plus it, he plays a Monastery Mentor in there. Not Monastery Mentor, I mean, what's fucking
Swiss Spear.
Yeah, Swiss Spear in there.
That guy's that awesome. Up.
So.
You guys always call her a guy. It's a chick.
It's a guy.
She's got tits.
Nah, she's real good though.
No. Kind of mannish.
Shu Yun is
no,
the girl.
Mannish is the Irish shaman. That's a Bull Dyke.
That is.
Yeah, that's a major Bull Dyke though. So anyways, that deck, I mean, it's, I don't want to play against it. I don't want to play it, but, I appreciate that that one card is actually a pretty serious thing. It changes the game up a lot, you know, otherwise you're pretty much used to seeing Soak the Flames and blah, 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 but.
Hand job.
Moving on, I want to talk about the, 8th place deck, which was a mono green.
No. Are you looking at Star City Games? I'm seeing mono green aggro in 5th.
Oh, right? No, it's just 5th through 8th. That's all it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, so see, I'm seeing aggro. I have an aggro in 8th, so whatever. Gotcha. Go ahead.
They just didn't place high enough to get an actual position.
Yeah, right. So this one plays, it's mono green aggro. I mean, like straight up mono green. There's nothing, no little things for, no little splash for even a single card.
And this deck should be Reich's Wet Dream if you're going to chance
to look at it.
No, it's crazy though. It is actually a fucking crazy deck.
Actually, no, he plays 4 Wimseth Heaths and 4 Wooded Foothills, really just for thinning.
Just for thinning. There's nothing to get besides 12 forests, so. And then it has 2 Nykthos.
Yeah, he doesn't have any red in his sideboard, no white in his sideboard. Everything's green. It's just about trying to thin his deck out.
Yeah. So, the main thing that it has, I would say, is the new found combo, which is Den Protector and Deathmist Raptor, if you guys have heard about that being like the combo now. Yeah. Which where Den Protector, flips and it will get a card back from the graveyard, which is sweet. But otherwise, it will just bring a Deathmist Raptor from your graveyard
however
back to the battlefield.
However many there are.
If you have a Den Protector in your graveyard and a Den Protector on the field, you can just go like infinite that way with, you know, once you have the mana. You can just keep bringing back the other Den Protector with the first one, and when that one dies, then you're able to do it again and just keep going back and forth, making sure that your Deathmist Raptors will never die. They'll just, if you kill it, it'll just keep coming back because you can keep cycling the Den Protectors. And every time you cycle it, you get another card. So you can get another creature, or you can get, one of the 6 spells that it has, because it's like really, it's not trying to do anything besides aggro. There is nothing in here,
to do anything, to kill anything.
He's running two sword-wise centaurs.
Yeah, no, I saw that. I just was just reading that.
That's what I'm talking right now. It's like, that's, I didn't see him play that at all, but I'm looking at it like, I looked the card up, I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Yeah, it's just a 3-2 for two green. Yeah. But it's two green devotion, but, and
yeah,
to go.
That's not, for what he's trying to do, it's not bad, it's just kind of funny to see that.
It's still, and the thing is, okay, so the 3-2 centaur, the main reason I see it getting played is because of Surok the Hunt Caller, because that three power, is able to turn on the ferocious trigger for Surok, making him, have haste. So you want all your creatures, as many as possible, to have that three power on their own to work with Surok. So that's another one of those, like, synergistic things. He's playing four Boonsander,
try that again.
Four Avatar of the Resolute, one Rattleclaw Mystic, three Reverent Hunter.
I love the Reverent Hunter.
Do you? Do you not?
I do.
Okay, because of devotion. I mean, it gets pretty big.
Yeah, for a mono green shell, I actually played Reverent Hunter in my mono green on Moto back when Theros was still around, or still being played, and it was a fucking beast with Nykthos and everything else.
Yeah.
Aspect of the Hydra and all those mono green.
Yeah, so it also has one card that I really like in this deck, but not anywhere else, is Servant of the Scale.
I was just looking at it.
Yeah, Servant of the Scale.
Weird, dude.
But it's, so the thing is with it, it has a synergy. It's a 1-1, but it's actually a 0-0 that when it comes out, it gets a 1-1 counter on it. And when it dies, you get to move that 1-1 counter to somewhere else.
Or however many 1-1 counters actually have.
Exactly.
If you hit more counters.
The thing is, turn 1 you play this, turn 2 you play Avatar the Resolute, and now it's a 4-3 trample reach. Because it gets a counter on it for every other creature with a counter. So you go turn 1, turn 2, turn 2 you have a fucking 4-3 that when it dies, it becomes a 5-4. You know what I mean? If that thing for some reason, you know, chumped in combat or whatever. I don't know what else. Whatever else would happen. But either way, having a 4-3 on turn 2 is fucking ridiculous. Vicious.
Hey, how often do you think Surok the Hunt Caller just comes out with fucking haste?
Oh, every time.
Nonstop.
Literally every
non-stop.
Time.
But everything is powerful. It was incredible. I'm not a fan of Abzan overall. It's just, it is what it is. I know it's great. I just don't
I think
like
you've made
it.
Your point, sir.
Yes, well, that's what I'm trying to get. I'm not trying to go
once
on
for
about
cast
that.
For 20 casts.
That's what I'm getting at. But I'm really happy to see Avatar the Resolute get some play because that card just seems really fucking good. To have an aggressive keyword on there and a defensive keyword is pretty fucking intense. You don't really see that.
Like, no, it's, dude, it's a ridiculous card. People should play this card. It's a fucking 3-2 for 2 that can only get bigger and has abilities. Like,
yeah,
this
reach, trample, and then on top of that it has the whole counter situation. It's like, man, this is a good fucking card.
Yeah, Den Particular will have a counter on it. Reverent Hunter will have a counter on it. Servant will have a counter on it. And then that's pretty much it, actually. But still, there's a lot of synergy there.
And he also has one of Ranger's Guile, which will give a counter.
Does it give a counter?
Death it gives a counter.
Oh, okay. I thought it was just +1/+1.
Oh, wait. It just gets +1.
Yeah, yeah. +1/+1 in Hexproof. So. Same thing.
Deathless Rasper, you could also make it more of that. So it's another possibility.
Oh, yeah. True that. I've never seen it happen. I've actually never seen it happen.
I've actually seen it when it was getting late in the game, and there were some decisions we made, and this one dude had Bioblight in his hand. Obviously, the other player didn't know that. But just to play around that, he had two. He flipped the Den Protector, got whatever card back, and brought two Deathless Raspers back on the field. Well, he didn't play them both face up. He played one face up and one face down.
That's pretty smart. Yeah, to get
just
around.
Just to get around Bioblight and things like that.
That's pretty smart. Yeah, that makes sense.
How much is Death Mist Rafter now?
$18.
Oh, my Jesus.
Yeah.
Stupid. I won't be playing this deck anytime soon.
You're super expensive.
You should, though, because this is right up your alley. This
sounds like
so much fun to watch. You should watch the...
love this deck.
On YouTube when they put up the coverage of it, because it was
dude, he's
really
playing
fucking cool.
A Feed the Clan.
That is kind of my card.
Yeah. He's playing two Back to Nature, which is fucking awesome also. I love that
fucking
he's playing Back to Nature.
Killing enchantments.
Just killing all enchantments. Three Miscutter Hydra, it's good to see that get back.
Do you love that?
One Hunt the Hunter, I mean, that's pretty obvious. Two Gather Courage, which is like that +2/+2 for Convoke or whatever it is. Nialga's Disciple because life gain and one Reclamation Sage for the same thing as enchantment removal.
It's pretty crazy to watch. Like, he has like no removal basically. And there's one game where he's on camera and he was like so far behind. It was game 2 because game 1 he like won turn 4 or some shit. It was crazy. But game 2 he was like so far behind, looking like, man, how's he come back now that he's on the draw and he's just so far behind. And he managed it. I forget what he did, but it was just like, wow. Like, he just turned this whole fucking game around and won that game. Like, you gotta be kidding me. Because he's not, I mean, he's got all creatures, 32 creatures in this deck. Incredible. Only 6 spells. It's just like, how the fuck did he turn this thing around? He shouldn't have been able to do it, but all of a sudden he drops Surok and just fucking goes balls out and does like 12 damage in one turn. The guy's like,
what the fuck? You were about to die. What the hell just happened?
When we were watching it, like, he won on turn 4 the first game and turn 5 the second game.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous. I mean, that shouldn't happen in standard except for even mono red. Like, to be that consistent is kind of ridiculous.
I wonder why he doesn't play that one card that puts two creatures with converted mana cost 3 or less.
Haunted Company,
yeah. That's the next deck we're talking about.
Ah, because they're, most of the cards are 3 or less.
Probably because of Serac, probably.
Yeah.
That's like super powerful.
Because if you skip over your Serac, then you just fucked yourself.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the end all be all. Obviously, you want your Serac, but I agree with you. I do feel like there could easily be Eclectic Company.
Just like a one.
I think he's just trying to go faster than that. That's all it really comes down to.
Yeah.
The next deck we're going to talk about is that blue green devotion, which is just mono blue devotion, splashing green, and that thing. It's like it's a little slower. It's an aggro deck, but at the same time, it has like things in it to make sure that it has staying power long game. And so if he doesn't need to use Collected Company, that's fine. Then he can just get in there and just win. But if it goes longer, then he has a lot of spells that can, like, you know, counter and all kinds of shit like that. So if we want to, we can move on to that.
Holy shit. What's
this list is
so fucking... First of all, the main thing, it's all four ofs. Which I may have never seen a list in standard ever, even down to the spells, that is just four ofs. Even the fucking
so simple, straightforward, and basic, 12, and then fourth place. Like, 12 islands, sick.
4 temples, 4 Thornwood Falls, 4 Yamamaya Coasts, 4 of each creature, like just straight up even numbers across the board. And then even the sideboard, it has, they're all 2s, 1-4 and 1-3. So it's just funny just seeing, like, this guy just created this deck. He's like, yeah, these are the creatures I want, and he also smacks it out. That's it. We're good.
He talked about, like, the one thing he would consider switching in and out based on the metagame was Frostwalker for Omen Speaker.
Yeah.
That was the one thing. Omen Speaker is a 1-3 when it enters the field, describe 2, I believe.
Yeah.
That was the one. He said that's what he usually plays, but in the metagame choice, he went Frostwalker.
Seems like a lot of Omen Speakers.
Yeah, so the list is, see if I can run down it and, like,
One
mana cost or whatever, but so we have 4 Hypnotic Siren, which is a 1/1 flyer.
That's what I was laughing at. Yeah. It's like, what the fuck?
Yeah, but that was
it goes late game though. It bestows and steals.
That's what the whole thing is.
Yeah.
It's weird because it's a mono blue aggro list. It's supposed to just come at your face, and then obviously as it gets bigger, then you drop Master of the Waste, well, it's Devotion, and all this fucking crazy shit.
Mono blue, like, you're definitely not going to get like a 2/1 in blue. For a 1-drop. So, like, having a 1-1 flyer for a 1-drop is the best you're going to get. So that's just, that's the only thing.
What's up with the QR's follower? I don't see what the big deal is.
So, well, let's go through the list real quick. Yeah. So, Hypnotic Siren, we have 4 Frostwalkers, which is that 4/1 that if any ability or spell touches it, it just sacrifices it itself anyways. Which is nice that, like, spells that have, like, triggers on them do not get those triggers because it just dies from being targeted.
No Bile Blight doesn't work on a couple of them on the board, nothing.
Exactly. So, Kiora's Follower, is the tap and untap a permanent.
You asked why that? It's really, that's his ramping. As far as what I saw him play that as, I saw him play that really as ramping. Did you see something different?
Well, usually when you see it, it's like, okay, they're going to do something unfair. But it's just as simple as ramping.
Yeah, no, that's it.
Okay.
So we have 4 Master Waves, 4 Shorecrasher Elemental, which is the 3/3 that has, like, the Aetherling type abilities on it, like blinking and pumping and minusing and all this other fun stuff. We have 4 Solemgar Sorcerer, which is a 3-mana, like, 2/1. Is that what it is?
Yes. Yep.
It's 3-mana 2/1, which you can play it for an exploit cost, and
it has flash.
It has flash with exploit, and you can counter target creature spell. Then you have Stratus Dancer, which is a morph creature. It's a 2/1 flyer normally. It turns into a 3/2 flyer if it's flipped, and when it flips, you counter target instant or sorcery spell. Then you have 4 Thassa, God of the Sea, and 4 Collected Company. Everything in here is a 3-mana or less, except for Master of Waves. So this thing will, like, hit any time, and it's a good time when you have, like, Thassa on the board. Then you collect a company, and then you attack with Thassa. Because, like, you're able to get that devotion
drop
on the board.
The Devo on there.
Yeah, you just drop it, like, first main phase if you want to. Get the devotion, attack for 5, you know, boom. Or however you want
to. Yeah.
So that's a pretty cool synergy, but because everything's, like, low, like, everything fucking hits. Simple as that. Everything fucking hits. He rarely hits Master Waves, since it's, like, only 4 of out of the 60 cards. But, like, the long game I was talking about, that Stratus Dancer and that Solemgar Sorcerer, like, you're able to, you know, if the game goes long, you're able to counter creatures, you're able to counter instant sorceries. 3/2 flyer for fucking two mana flipped or whatever is like nothing to, you know, that's a good fucking card, man. Three in the air.
Plus, the longer it goes, as long as he's living, the more devotion he's creating at all those creatures, and then you drop a big old Master of the Waves for 7, 10, yeah. whatever, and
or multiple always, Master Waves, you know, yeah. like, there's a couple of games where you just drop like 2, and it's like, well, okay, that's the end of that. Or this, especially, playing against like the meta, playing against like a Tarka Red, this just stops that. Like, he played against Cedric Phillips in one of the matches, and it was hilarious when he dropped Master Waves, and Cedric's like, okay, well.
Protection from red.
Yeah, I can't do anything on my red shit. And then he dropped a second one, and he's like, okay yeah, I'm gonna
shake
go
your hand.
Yeah, yeah. You're still like 20 health, and I really can't do anything about it, so. So shit like that, you know. It was a really exciting deck to see. It was really fast. Like I said, it had staying power. Master Waves is back, which is actually kind of cool.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah. It's very funny.
So Thassa's obviously ridiculous with that scry effect and making things unblockable. That just like finishes games like crazy. And then it's also good to see Collected Company. Collected Company is fucking sick, dude. Seeing, you know, for 4 mana at instant speed, dropping down badass. Like, he used it for blockers a lot of times too, which is awesome. I mean, this shit is great.
I think it's gonna be a real fun build to play around with. I mean, this is, it was so much fun watching this. I wanted this to win the whole thing so bad. Between this or the mono green aggro. Yeah, these two homebrews, I was so excited to see these guys come out there with these decks and then also get in the top 8. It was like, fuck yeah, these decks are sick as shit.
And yeah, this was
a lot of fun to play.
He was like right there from the finals.
Yeah, he was.
So, he went 1-1 and then, I think, and then he went down to game 3 and then
ended up losing. Yeah, it was 3 really well fought games. Like, both players had very good maneuvers in what they were doing. It was 3 very good games.
He played against the first place guy, the Soul Tie Reanimator guy, in the semifinals or whatever it is. So, but anyways, anything else you guys want to mention about this stuff? I like
that mono green though.
The mono green mono red, or mono blue stuff's good.
If Death Mist Raptor wasn't like $20 a piece, I'd consider it. Because everything else in that deck's pretty cheap.
The Dead Protector's getting up there now.
I suppose he's starting to climb
up. It was like a dollar fifty. Now it's like, I think, $6.
Yeah, maybe not.
As well. I have 2. I think I actually have 3 of those.
Maybe
so
not.
I can trade them.
Yep. I'm gonna start turning in some cards here pretty quick.
Yeah,
now that I actually have a little bit of time. Let's see if I can get like a good $100 or something like that from SCG, and then I'll start buying some stuff.
I think I'm just gonna sell all my cards. Not all my cards, but all the cards I'm gonna sell, and then just save up for a Modern Masters box.
Should really? I? That's like $240 or something like that, or
something crazy.
Yeah, it's like $250 a box, right?
Yeah. Something.
Give do it.
And on top of that, he's still gonna do the, we're all gonna split one box, we can draft it. So he has to get $240 plus his quarter on that.
Should I trade all my fucking Comic-Con, fucking Planeswalkers and just those 5 boxes of
Do you think those things are gonna go just like crazy up? Cause I think they will.
I don't know.
Maybe. I'm pretty sure that in the future that first set, not the second.
Yeah, sell the second set.
Yeah, the second
bro.
Set's no good.
Sell the.
I saw that stupid Garuk's axe. I don't know what to do with
it. Yeah, I keep telling you, my son will love it. Man.
Yeah,
you love to beat me up with it.
Give it away or something.
Give it away to a listener.
We gotta have like some sort of contest or something.
I'm not paying for shipping though. That's huge.
All right, well,
is it really like a full on like full
it is a full size like.
Jesus.
Full,
I'm picturing like a little.
No, it's like, it's like, half, like it literally, it fits like, takes up my whole closet. Like, I lay it like, lengthwise in the closet, and it just takes the whole closet.
No, dude, that's like, hilarious. It's fucking like forged big. Valyrian steel, dude.
Come on.
Well, let's move on to the motherfucking spoilers.
Spoiler bukkake!
So, it looks like we have some more Modern Masters spoilers. And we're gonna pause while we all look them up.
Hold on. I wanna look up shit.
Hold on, I gotta get my rotary.
You guys take
out.
It away, and I will talk when they come out.
Beep, boop, beep, beep, boop, bop.
I'm not doing shit.
Beep, up, bop, bop, beep, up, bop,
beep, boop, bop, bop, bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop.
So, when was our last cast?
Just go to newest spoilers, right?
Yeah, I know, okay, but I'm going like that back
newest
by
spoilers,
date.
But they have...
It's good that we can edit this cast, right?
It's probably, yeah. I think, the second.
Okay, so everything from the 4th up.
Correct. May the force.
So really we're getting.
That was a lot of fun.
So we're getting a Primeval Titan, and it's just the green one. So who knows if they're going to do the whole cycle? But so far, just usually they spoil like the whole cycle or one
right.
or two. But it's just this one.
That's a necessary card.
Before
though.
We really get going, we should kind of precursor
Mythic Spoilers mistake that we reported on last week, being that the entire we reported last week because on Mythic Spoiler that all the commands were going to be reprinted, but now it looks like they've rebutted that or taken it off, and now it's just going to be Cryptic Command and Profane Command, what? Not the other three.
They're not having Primal Command?
Apparently
no.
Oh,
shit.
Napes on those grapes.
Oh, shit.
God damn, I was fucking looking forward to Primal Command.
So
just want to throw that out there. You need a couple for your modern deck?
Yeah, I need like 10 for my modern deck.
Yeah, I'm sure you don't need 10, but go on.
So we also got Dismember at Uncommon, which is a 4/1 Phyrexian Black. Target creature gets -5/-5 till end of turn. So essentially for one colorless and 4 life, you get to instant speed something -5/-5.
Kill whatever we want.
Which is good. I mean, that's like, it's pretty big staple. I mean, for kill spells, it's just like.
Definitely in modern.
Yeah, Hero's Downfall for our standard right now, or, you know, what's the other one? The 5-mana one? The Delve one? Destroy target creature?
Oh, Murderous Cut.
Murderous Cut. You know, these are both like staples that we have now in standard, but Dismember is like a staple for modern.
I can't say Murderous Cut without thinking Murderous Cunt.
Yeah, it is. It's a murderous cunt.
Right? They just swallow you up. You're done.
Yep. The whole body.
You ever seen the movie Teeth?
I think we talked about this. I do not want to talk about
it. Yeah, okay. It's fucked up.
Did you guys see the trailer for Human Centipede 3?
No.
No.
There was a second one?
Just look at it because I don't know what to make of it if it's a fucking joke or it's actually going to be a movie because it's making fun of the first two. So it looks like
goddamn parody film.
It looks like BuzzFeed made a video to make fun of the thing, but I kind of think that it's real. So just look it up. For anyone out there, it's a stupid. You want me to give away a spoiler?
Yeah.
It's at a prison, and they get all the prison inmates to be one centipede. 300 people, one centipede. Because they're being too reckless. This will stop them.
Lick that guy's asshole. Yeah.
Show them real nice. Real nice life.
I'm pretty sure it's got to be like a parody. It's like they bring out like the creator of the first two movies, and he's actually in the movie, like holding the DVDs of the first two.
Oh my god!
Like, but that's the thing is, like, when you start seeing it, I just don't know what to think of it. I don't know if it's real or not. It's got to not be real, but at the same time,
can't be real.
I've seen a lot of fucked up movies, and luckily for myself, I feel I never actually watched the first Human Centipede.
No, I never watched it.
That's a shame.
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't seen it.
Okay.
Yet. There's a movie called
Not Enough Fucking
Solo, 100 Days of Sodom, and it's a foreign film. And it literally, I guarantee you, no matter what you think and rebuttal. What you think is the most fucked up movie there is. If you haven't seen this, I guarantee you're wrong. This is the most fucked up movie ever, and it's horrible. Don't try to look it up.
You know what also fucked up? Lightning Bolt at Uncommon.
Bullshit.
Oh, man. All over the place.
Jeez.
We also got Bitter Blossom.
Yeah, it's Uncommon now, dude.
Why is it Uncommon?
Because of drafting.
Yeah.
They don't want to be too many lightning bolts in your draft.
What? This is modern, bitch!
They changed some rarities around. I forget exactly which cards they changed, but yeah, some were changed just for drafting purposes. We also got Bitter Blossom at Mythic.
Cranial Plating's coming back.
That wasn't Mythic, right? That was rare.
I'm not sure. I want to say it was rare, but I'm not 100%.
Either way.
I want to say it's not going to see play.
I saw, so we got some lands, which is cool.
We got the Ravnica Bounce Lands.
Yeah, Ravnica Bounce Lands, right, exactly. So, like,
Bounce, I thought it just came in the tap. Why is it Bounce? Did I not read it quickly?
It bounces a land that's already on the battlefield back to your hand, and it comes in tapped, and then when you tap it, it taps for two.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't read it.
It just needs, like, another negative thing to able to get it out there.
So it was printed at rare.
What's that?
Bitter Blossom.
It was? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I figured the card seems pretty cool.
Yeah, no, the card's fucking insane. It's also super expensive, so I'm glad that it'll get printed again and then hopefully go down a little bit.
Speaking of which, I'm fucking stoked that Remand is being reprinted because I want that card for, you know, mini Mander, tiny leader stuff and this and that. And for it to be $15 at Uncommon is just incredible. It's like, fuck
yeah. Yeah, no, I'm glad that they got reprinted too. Do you guys see Mold Drifter is freaking Uncommon now?
Yeah, it's stupid. Yep.
What the fuck's going on here? The
that was at Common at one point.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I understand.
It's a good fucking card, though. I mean,
it's a good fucking card, but still, like, I was surprised it's that common, but then I'm also now surprised that it's that uncommon, so.
Well, I guess two cards for 3 mana is kinda nice.
What about Kiki Jiki? Was that also, rare, or was that?
Mythic before.
I think it was rare, but I'm not.
See, these are all
by any means expert on it, but
all kinds of confused here. What's going on?
Let's make sure to talk at the mic.
No.
Yes.
Okay. Tezzeret.
So they're coming back with a lot of the Eldrazi stuff. So like Eldrazi Temple and fuck, I lost it.
Then. And a fuck.
Oh, the Eye of Ugin.
That's an Eldrazi?
Well, it colorless Eldrazi spells you cast cost 2 less to cast.
Oh.
And then pay 7 colorless and tap, search your library for a colorless creature card, reveal it, put it in your hand, then shuffle your library.
Like some Tron decks play that. Not all, but some.
Yeah. I kind of want just make like a fun modern deck with all the Eldrazi. Well, maybe not like all, but you know what I mean.
Just have, 15 creatures.
Yeah, just to fuck around with it.
Have you seen this card? I've never even seen it before. It's, Swarms of, Brine Algol. I don't know what that is. It's a bird spirit. It's a 4/3 for 4 mana. 2 and a hybrid, white-blue. Flying, if a source would deal damage to Swans of whatever, prevent that damage. The source's controller draws cards equal to the damage prevented this way.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's weird, right? Like, I'm guessing you have to, like, do it yourself to, like, your own creature?
Yeah, there's some sort of cards. Shenanigans.
Some kind of shenanigans there. But otherwise, I'm like, a 4/3 flyer with a downside, I'm guessing? Like, question mark? And then it's rare, so it, like, fills up a rare spot, which is also weird. So, I don't know about that card. Actually, I know about that card. It's not very good.
even though it's only a common, hopefully, Nameless Inversion, my full art version of it will go up in the price now.
What is that? What card is that?
Nameless Inversion. Tribal Instant for 1 and a black. Changeling. This card is every creature at all times. This target creature gets +3/-3 and loses all creature types until end of turn. Tribal Instant Shape.
Okay.
So the reason it says Changeling on there, so if you have a card that lets you look for dragons or look for goblins or look for elves, you can just look this up.
Right, makes sense.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah,
I had to read
the information because I did not know.
I had to read about that because I was like, "What the fuck? I don't know."
Yeah, why is it an incident?
Okay, so I'm just saying. Hopefully, my full art card goes up. It won't because it's a fucking common. But I'm just saying.
Not too bad.
So they're also reprinting Leyline of Sanctity, which is a fucking huge card in Modern, especially against the
red decks,
the burn decks, but also against mill decks.
I actually don't like that card though. I think that's one of those like.
You don't like
unfair cards.
Right. Like miracles like in general?
I like miracles a little bit too. But I don't like the second text. Like the ability for 4, okay, fine. But like the idea that if it's in your opening hand, you just get to do it.
Right.
Like I feel like that just kind of, you know, it stops people from playing Magic. And
it's a little, it's a like end around, like not cheat because it's part of the game.
I want
it's
you
like,
to play it for 4.
Well, that's not fucking
I
fair.
Want you to play it when you're at like 7 life. And this card will hopefully get you back into the game. Not like you play it and then they're playing burn and then you're like, okay, I guess I'll just try.
Better hope I find my enchantment hate.
Yeah,
game
that's
too.
It, you know, which is lame. So, I mean, burn also, you could say the same thing about burn in general, just being kind of lame because it's just, I don't know, there's a lot of decks that are just kind of lame because they play that solitaire type effect or whatever where the game's not the back and forth. There isn't a whole lot going into it except for like, do I have it or don't I have it, you know?
Right.
But, anyways, I just don't like that card very much, and it getting a reprint, okay, that's fine, but I don't want to like cards like that. I do like cards like, what is this other one? Like all these, the hybrid ones, the ones that are like one and like three hybrid or whatever. So like, they have one in each, color set or some shit like that.
Oh, like the Wiltleaf.
Yeah, exactly, and like the Nobilis of War or whatever that, other green creatures you control get +1/+1. All other white creatures you control get +1/+1. If a spell or ability an opponent controls causes you to discard this thing, put it on the battlefield instead. So like that's a cool one. There's another one where like, it's like it's a black one or whatever where you put like a creature. Oh, here it is right here. It's the same thing, so it's 4 mana but black green. Other black creatures get it, other green creatures get the +1/+1. At the beginning of your upkeep, you may put a 1/1 black and green worm creature token on the battlefield, so it's a 3/3 with them in play. So every upkeep you get to put a 3/3 in play until this thing's dead and they're just 1/1s, but I think it's a fair card. I mean, it's like pretty powerful for sure, just like a, like Rabble Master or something like that,
right.
I think it's just like fun to swarm the board like that, so. It's a good card, man. It's a good card. So, there's some other ones in here that I kind of enjoy though, even at like they're like common and uncommon levels.
Niv-Mizzet, who didn't do dick in fucking Ravnica.
Greatest dragon of Ravnica.
Oh, yeah, that.
Two blue-blue, red-red, flying 4/4 legendary dragon wizard. When you draw a card, it deals damage to target creature or player, and then you can tap and draw a card. Boring!
Yeah, that is kind of... It's kind of silly, huh?
At rare, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like some kind of weird win more type card or something like that. Six mana, whatever.
Too, if you're doing like a heavy, is it sort of spell slinger sort of thing, I could see, but who knows.
Even still, you don't want it to go that long either.
Yeah.
So, it's kind of a weird card.
But I'm really glad we're getting Ant Queen back, which is the 5/5 for three green.
Yeah, that one that just keeps making 1/1s.
Yeah, so for one and a green, put a 1/1 green insect creature token on the battlefield. That's it.
And then you play,
five for five.
Crater of Behemoth and win.
I don't know what that does.
That's the one that comes down with haste and every creature gets +X/+X, where X is the creatures you control.
That is.
So you just like create like 10 of those things and then just play that and win. Just that mono green.
Have you guys ever played with any of that, the populate cards?
We had a friend that did. She played like nothing but populate when we first started Magic, where everyone like took their style of play, whether it be like extort or exalted or mill or whatever. Mm-hmm. She played populate, and I will say that when it gets going, that deck is near unstoppable, but it's also like pretty easy to like overpower it in the first five turns.
Or just sideboard some hate in and it's done.
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise, because it gets ridiculous though. That deck, like when you just keep populating, keep gaining life, and you have that, that 5/5 worm for 4 mana that you have at instant speed.
Yeah.
That thing's ridiculous cards. Was it, it's like Siege Worm. What the fuck's it called?
I forget what it's called. Anyways,
I have that card.
It's an instant that creates a token.
It up, yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
I only bring it up because, as you guys have noticed, I really enjoy token strategies, and all the decks I've made have had token-centric situations, so populate to me just is like...
If you were to do it for like, I bet for tiny leaders it'd be fucking sick.
That's kind of a lot of the enchantments along those lines I'm thinking about.
Yeah, a lot of them are like low casting costs, except for like the lords and stuff like that, so...
And speaking of tiny leaders, we're getting a reprint of Sunforger. For 3 colorless mana, it's a artifact equipment.
Yeah, what the fuck is this?
Equipped creature gets +4/+0. And then for a red and a white, unattached Soulforger, search your library for a red or white instant card with converted mana cost 4 or less, and cast that card without paying its mana cost, and shuffle your library.
Sounds good to me.
Equip 3.
Sounds very good to me.
So
it sounds slow, but it sounds awesome.
But I mean, to just repeatedly get to, you know, search your library and pay.
It still takes like 5 mana though.
Yeah, so you equip it for 3, and then you pay the red and a white, and then you get to just look for anything, which is
It's 5 mana, and it's in colors that don't like ramp mana, but I mean, yeah, it still is like pretty powerful.
The price went the fuck up though after tiny leaders became a thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How much is it now?
I don't even know, but I know, I remember Jason Alt was talking about it, how, hey, keep your eye on this card, and then, yeah, it went up.
No, crazy. Motherfucker.
What about the fucking dick lion thing? Wax Mane Baku.
Dick Lion.
Look at that. It's like, it's candles, but it looks like a bunch of fucking dildos with legs. I don't understand the artwork on that thing. It's a creature spirit. 2 and a white. It's a 2/2. Whenever you catch a spirit or arcane spell, you may put a Kai counter on Wax Mane Baku. Pay 1, remove X Kai counters from Wax Mane Baku.
Dude, that is the stupidest art I've ever seen.
That's what I'm getting. I'm not gonna show the card. I'm just looking at the fucking artwork of like, you gotta be kidding me.
It looks
right?
like, it's like, it's a like joke. The, it's like it? The legs of like a hound.
Like,
but the body is all just candles on fire and like there's falling
no,
all over the
there's
place.
There's no head, there's no nothing. It's just legs.
Candles. But it's fucking candles with like
This should be.
Yeah, but it's.
Have you guys seen a wax?
Yeah, the mane is the whole body.
Yeah, have a mane and then have a face or something. But the artwork should be like an unglued set or unfucking hinge set. Like that artwork is.
They also missed the idea to like have a tail with like fire coming out the end of it or something like that. But no,
idiot.
Didn't even have that. It's just no tail, no head.
It just seems ridiculous. Like what artwork is so retarded?
Yeah, it's a stupid card.
An addendum to the Sunforger. It was the foil that spiked.
Okay. Because everyone just wants. That one
because
the one ofs.
Yeah,
one
ofs
these spoilers don't do it for me, except for Ink Moth, the Blink Moth Nexus, because that's an affinity card. You need that for infinity.
Yeah,
and they have the skull, batter skull, or cranial plating, sorry.
Yeah, I think so.
Cranial plating is also good for affinity. I do enjoy playing infinity.
What about this guy, the Indomitable?
Snowman? Archangel, yeah.
Snowman.
The, two and two white, it's an angel flying 4/4. Yeah, that's funny. Metalcraft, artifacts you control have shroud as long as you control three or more artifacts. So that ain't too bad. I like that. I mean, this thing's gonna be like a fucking removal target, but that's not bad to have. Everyone likes having targets for removal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, all artifacts have shroud. It's kinda cool.
Leave my Rabble Master alone, okay? Leave him alone.
So it looks like there's going to be like a five-color sub-theme.
I'm pretty sure there has to be, right?
Because there's a one or two cards that cost all the colors, Wooburg. Then there's a couple of cards that have Sunburst on them.
I didn't know what Sunburst was until the set was coming out, and I'm like, I had to look it up.
There's All Suns Dawn for 4 and a green. For each color, return up to one target card from that color from your graveyard to your hand. Exile All Suns Dawn.
So, the card seems kind of whatever, honestly. Art's sick.
Artwork looks sick. Like, get a foil in that? That'd be sweet.
You guys seen Dispatch? I've never seen this card before. I'm sure that everyone out there that plays Modern has, but it's one white instant tap target creature. Woo! Woo, 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 woo. And it has Metalcraft. If you control three or more artifacts, exile that creature.
Mm-hmm. It's pretty badass.
That is pretty badass. For the strategy, it just simply is fucking swords with no downside. So
quick question for you guys. For the card Etched Monstrosity, it's five colorless. It's a 10/10. Etched Monstrosity enters the battlefield with five minus one counters on it. It also has pay Sunburst. Remove 5/1/1 counters from Etchment Monstrosity. Target player draws three cards. What is the point of making it a 10/10 and throwing that 9/5 counters on there? What is the gain by that? Why not just make it a 5/5/5 with Sunburst to get three cards? I don't understand.
Maybe there's a combo with like removing all counters from something.
That's still fine. You might make them counters or...
But you're kind of right. I don't know why
get it. Like, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah, I don't really know why either. No, I don't know.
Well, I mean, they could just, you know, put it as the inverse, which is it's a 5/5/5, and then you pay Wooburg.
Well, that's what he's saying. That's the whole point of the conversation.
Oh.
You pay Sunburst and draw three cards. I mean, make it a 5/5/5? Like, why make it a 10/10 for 5 that has -1 counters on it? I'm having a hard time picturing that matters.
Wizards, they're just a tricky bitch, dude.
I mean, it came out a while ago, so there's probably something with -1/-1 counters that can be fucked with.
You're probably right. I'm just still just looking at it now.
There's that one card, that other modern card, that like creatures cannot have -1/-1 counters. Remember that one?
Okay.
So
there's also Wither.
Yeah.
A returning mechanic on a Necro Skitter for 1BB. It's a 1/4 with Wither. This deals damage to creatures in the form of -1/-1 counters. Whenever a creature an opponent controls with a -1/-1 counter on it dies, you may return that card to the battlefield under your control.
Which is sick. I don't have a problem with that.
So if dude plays that, you know, artifact creature with the -5 counters on it, and it dies, you get it. So.
Yeah, that ain't so bad. I like that.
Okay. I want the card Surgical Extraction in Standard right now.
Dude, so look at the art on that card. That card is pretty badass.
Surgical Extraction?
Yeah,
I agree entirely.
I need this card for my mill deck.
Yeah, I think it's fucking cool.
Dude, it's two Phyrexian mana. It's like free casting cost.
No, it's one Phyrexian.
Yeah, it's just one.
I mean, I'm so sorry, I meant two life. I'm sorry.
Yeah, fucking choose target card in graveyard other than a basic land card. Search its owner's graveyard, hand, and library for any number of cards with the same name as that card and exile them. Then that player shuffles his or her library.
Yeah, it's badass.
Like, I want that now to get rid of all Siege Rhinos. Once one drops, I kill off with a roast and just get rid of the rest of them.
Need it for your, I don't know how much it is, but you do need it for your modern mill deck. Not your Tiny Leaders deck.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. The modern mill deck, that sounds pretty sick for that.
Is there any other cards you guys were interested about? Or can we start wrapping it up?
I think we can wrap this bitch up. What do you got, right?
Wrapping it up, B!
Oh, you know what? Here's a card that I'm actually, like, interested in because, like, I want to play with it. Because it's simple. Is that, that Mirren Crusader. Just that double strike 2/2 with protection from black and green. Like, sweet, simple,
yeah.
Totally effective.
Just a very utility card.
Yeah, it's badass. Love that card. So those are just some of those things that I like. Oh, actually, you know what we didn't have to talk about is that Daybreak Coronet, that fucking enchantment that everyone hates. It's double white, enchant creature with another aura attached to it. Remember, you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
And you're getting little hints here. Creature gets +3/+3, has first strike, vigilance, and a lifelink. so unfair.
So it's for that one deck,
Boggles.
Yeah, Boggles.
Yeah, it's so unfair.
Well, it's funny because Boggles is banned now, so that's hilarious. So.
Is Boggles banned? What do you mean?
Not Boggles, excuse me. That was,
Pod.
Yeah. My bad.
Now, Boggles is still a big old dick hair.
Yeah. Don't you love his little gay scarf?
Yeah.
He looks adorable.
Yeah, someone was saying that he looks like Harry Potter. Because he does. Because they're
right. Because they're right. All right, well, let's wrap it up. Actually, before we wrap it up, I just want to give a quick shout-out to some other podcasts that are on the MTG Cast Network. And speaking of the MTG Cast Network, they are still in the red every month for their hosting space to pay for it. So if you listen to a lot of podcasts or you're just a super generous person, go ahead and give them your monies, or you can give us your monies and I promise we'll give it to them. No, go ahead.
Wink, wink.
Yeah, try and donate if you can. But shout out to Yo MTG Taps, which is a two-man podcast, and they usually talk about standard and or I forget what else they play, Modern or Legacy or something. And then a new podcast called Junk Rares. They do a little, they just talk about anything Magic, and then they have a little, like, segment where they talk about Commander and how to make it monetarily inexpensive. So, shout out to those guys. And I guess that's it for episode 37 of If Lands Could Kill. I'm Knife City.
Word to your mother, this is Reich.
So and Crow.
Hot to the sauce.
And how do you follow that?
I don't know. I'm just gonna fade out to some Vanilla Ice right now. Even Ice Ice Baby.
No, oh, really?
I'm gonna go
Turtle Rap.
I love that song, come on.
I forget what the fucking name of the song is, but there's another song of his I actually kinda like, so.
Gonna rock the town without being seen.
Have you ever seen the drug down?
Slam and jam to the new green side.
Yep.
All right.
And we're out.
Later, guys.
I suspect I got a brand new invention.